When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 86. Is Motivation Useless? Part 1 by Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, happy Monday, and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web. I'm your host and narrator, as always, Dr. Neil Malik, and today we have another post from Steve Kam of Nerd Fitness. Before we get into the post, I want to remind you that we give away free books every month to random people on our mailing list, and we're doing a bonus drawing this Saturday. So if you want to be entered into that, and also show some support for this podcast, come by oldpodcast.com and join the mailing list. It's totally free, and it's a great way to show that you like what you hear. For a faster way to join, text the word Batman, yes, my favorite superhero Batman, to the number 44222. Now, before I get into today's show, last week, I had a real tough time getting into the gym, and I think I shared that with you the week before, too. I've been so busy lately, but I saw my sanity kind of slipping away from me as the days went by. I finally got into the gym yesterday, and oh my goodness, I could barely make it through half my usual workout. I started off so strong. I was feeling so good. But like halfway through, I had to actually lay down because I thought I was going to pass out or be sick. And it was so disappointing to think how hard I've worked, and after just not exercising consistently for like a week or a week and a half, to see what my body had gone back to was really, really disappointing. I left the gym feeling pretty disappointed myself, to be honest. But I'm sharing this with you because, number one, I want you to realize that I'm not perfect. These things happen to me too. I am human. But I also had this moment where I reframed it. I patted myself on the back and said, you know what? You got to the gym today. You made time for it. And you did get through the workout. You may have had to stop halfway through, but you continued and you finished it. All of a sudden, my spirits lifted. I felt more confidence again, and I knew I'd be back sooner this next time. Now, today's post is about motivation. There are days when I am not super motivated to get in a workout. I'm not super motivated to make a perfectly balanced dinner for me and my wife. Those things happen. And so what I really like about part one and part two, which I'll finish tomorrow, is that it addresses this issue of motivation and just how fickle our motivation and our willpower can be. All right, that's it for now. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. Is Motivation Useless? Part 1 by Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com. The day was May 6th, 1954, in Oxford, England. A gentleman named Roger Bannister did the impossible. He ran a mile in 3 minutes and 59 seconds. For the 9 years prior to this race, the world record had stood at 4 minutes, 1 second, and it was widely considered that crossing that barrier was outside of human ability. In just 3 years after Roger set this new record, an additional 13 people completed a mile in less than 4 minutes. More recently, we saw the same big hullabaloo, what a great word, years ago when Tony Hawk first landed the 900 on a halfpipe. I remember watching this live and thinking it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. Since then, another 9 people have landed the trick. It begs the question, was there a sudden increase in ability during the 1950s when it came to running? Are skateboarders getting faster and finding better equipment? Or what if it's something else? Today, I want to talk about self-imposed limits, our capacity to realize what's possible instead of rationalizing what's impossible. Brains over brawn. What if I were to tell you that right now, you are physically capable of pushing yourself further and harder than what your brain is telling you? In 2012, a group of trained cyclists were told to perform a 4K time trial as quickly as possible, using all-out effort. That was their only guideline. They were then invited back, and in the second trial, they raced a virtual avatar that went the same speed as their first time trial. The average result for every cyclist was a full 1% faster than their first all-out effort. They were then told to come back a third time and race their avatar again, which, unbeknownst to them, had been sped up to be slightly faster than their original time. Again, these cyclists beat the avatar, improving their, quote, personal best, original time, by 1.7%. So, what's going on here? How did these subjects, who had previously expelled mass effort, suddenly find more gas in the tank and improve their time overnight? Imagine you're playing Mario Kart, and you're racing against a ghost of your previous best effort. Not only now do you know exactly how fast you need to go to improve, but the visual cue is right in front of you, tempting you to push yourself beyond what you thought possible. I learned all of this through Mark McCluskey's Faster, Higher, Stronger. I absolutely fell in love with the content on limitations, fatigue, emotions, and what our bodies are capable of. For example, Tim Noakes, South African professor of exercise and sports science at the University of Cape Town, he hypothesizes it's not our bodies that slow down, but rather our brains that control why and how our bodies slow down. Quote, fatigue is an emotion, a construct in the mind that helps ensure that exercise is performed within the body's ability. That emotion is affected by many factors, such as motivation, anger, fear, memories of past performance, self-belief, and what the body is telling the brain. Our physical performance is regulated by the brain, not limited by our hearts, lungs, or muscles. End quote. Are we capable of more than we realize and simply need it proven to us? Just as a planet full of runners suddenly realized, hey, the 4-minute mile is possible. These cyclists are up against an avatar that constantly challenges them to go further and faster than they ever thought possible. Even though they went all out, once they had a benchmark to base their own performance off of, they were able to go even further and push their effort beyond what they initially thought possible. We see this story day after day on Nerd Fitness. Success stories from people who have lost tremendous amounts of weight that said, I never thought I'd be doing handstands or rock climbing, and yet, here I am. How are these everyday Joes accomplishing and crushing their own limits? And is it the same reason that world-class athletes set records and break through barriers? How can we push our own limits? Hear that on tomorrow's show. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Is Motivation Useless? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I promise I'll finish this post on tomorrow's show since it's on the longer side, but I will share with you a quote from the great J.K. Rowling. It is our choices that show what we truly are, far more than our abilities. This is so much in line with what Steve is trying to say. And again, you're going to see how it's even more pertinent on tomorrow's show. Now, like I mentioned at the top of today's show, you can be entered to win books on the first of every month, plus a bonus raffle happening this Saturday, only if you're part of our free weekly newsletter before then. You can join really quickly by texting the word BATMAN to 44222, or again, visit our website at oldpodcast.com, and you can enter your email address there. I hope you have a great start to your work week, and we'll continue this post on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.